You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is our third week in our series, Proof. We've been talking about God's grace. God's grace that is so evident or should be evident in our very lives. Okay, I do hope that when we go home every Sunday, we do search ourselves. We do think about it. We do search our heart. Is God's grace really do evident in us? Our objective is that we will see the outworking of grace, the proof of grace in our lives. Whether it be resulting in the life of purity, productivity, and generosity. Today we're going to talk about productivity. And can I ask everybody to stand up as we give reverence to God and just ask for His grace to be upon us today. Thank you, Lord God, for it is indeed, Lord God, lead us as you have said, that you saved us by grace. And that very grace, Lord, is the one that's going to fuel us, Lord, to do your work here on earth, Father. I pray that you are opening hearts, opening mindsets. Lord, I pray that your every word, Lord, will come out from my mouth. Lord, I pray that you will empty me of myself. And let Lord, your spirit be upon me as I preach the word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you may take your seats. So what is grace? Diba? Parang sinasabi natin grace. Ano ba yung grace talaga? What is grace? It's from God. Grace is the very thing why we are here today. Why an unworthy person like me would be up on this stage to give you that word. That is grace. But grace is also most commonly misused. Or grace is also most commonly hindi maintindihan. But we know it. And that we know that we need it. Is there a person in this place who would tell me he or she doesn't need grace? All of us would need grace. Grace should abound. I have three children, a 13-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 3-year-old. The way I raise them up, while raising them up, as parents, we need so much of that grace. Me and my wife, we've been talking, and then there were times that we were saying, you know what? We need more grace in parenting than grace in our marriage. Totoo yun. Iba-iba kasi sila. But we know, we should know, that there should be an outworking. That she should be evident. Yes, at times we could be complaining, but not just dragging our feet and doing it, but rather people should see that grace is working in us. Huh? Sino dito na-stuck sa traffic noong Tuesday? Di ba yung iba, ba't nakasimangot ka pa rin? Smile na. Di ba iba grabe, 2 oras, 3 oras. I know that you needed grace. So you needed lots of grace. Yung iba nga, sabi nila, okay, pa-tweet-tweet na lang daw, okay, pa-text-text, okay, pa-picture-picture na lang pag may time. Sobrang daming time niya, no? Selfie siya ng selfie, sabi ko. Okay, andyan ka pa rin. Kasi nakikita ko yung likod eh, yung billboard na dun pa rin. We needed grace. In our work, whether being an employee or running your own business, how many of you would say that you need grace? You would need grace. You know, I've come to know grace very early in my life. I wasn't a Christian yet. Kakamulat ko pa lang sa mundo, nakita ko na kagad ng grace. Okay? Alam ko na kagad ng grace. Sandali lang. Yung iba nagko-comment, wow, di ba? Ito yun. Pakita mo yung next picture ko. Yan. Grace Automotive Supply. Yan ho yung tindahan ng daddy ko. Okay? So, mula nang pinanganak ako, that has been around for the past 42, 45 years. Okay? So, mula nung namulat ako, yung iba nagka-calculate na, no? Ilang taong kaya sila kinasal, okay? Alam ko na may grace. Diyan ako, okay? Next picture. Yan, Grace Town. Diyan kami nakatira. Di ba sabi mo sa'yo, magmulat ko pa lang talaga. Alam ko na ang grace. But yet, living through my life, I never understood grace. When I live my life, it's as if I'm always in misery. Palaging kang gahol, palaging kang pagod, palaging kang, parang, ano mo yun, pasan mong buong mundo. That was me growing up. We're going to talk about productivity today and work ethics, work values. Where do I get my work ethics and work values? I could say that early on in my life, I got it from my grandfather, my lolo. My lolo lived until he was 82 years old. And actually, he was the one who founded everything, the very foundation of where we are right now. It's because of him. But the story is, he came to the Philippines from China, straight from Fujian, China, when he was 11 years old. All he had in his bag was a pair of chopsticks, one pair of pants, and two shirts. Would you say that he had grace to have raised a family like that? My dad is a college graduate. So, grabe ang grace sa kanya. And sabi ng iba, chopstick. Why chopstick? Strategy si lolo ko. Hindi siya marunong gumamit ng kutsara at tinidor. Okay, so when he came here, he really brought chopstick. Because he wanted to survive, he wanted to eat. Even though he said, even though I'm not sure where I would get my meal, but I made sure I brought a chopstick along. And he worked his way up. He was a stevedor. Okay, sabi ko, ano ba stevedor? That's a good word daw for a cargador. Taga-karga sa pier. In Manila pier, he was a stevedor. He worked his way up until he got married and he started a small business selling rice, selling tela, and sabi niya, selling anything and everything that I could sell except his soul. Okay? Or his ano. So he sold everything and became who he was until he died 12 years ago at this age of 82. That's the first influence I got of work ethics and about value and about productivity. Next model is my dad. My dad was a working student. Okay, how many working students do we have here? I just met one up front, RJ. RJ is my new friend. There you go. I'm a working student. He worked his way up to a CPA, an accountant. I'm not sure at the present, but I remember him telling me and my lolo, ganun ba rin kayo, yung pinapangaralan kayo before, it's all about your dad. Alam mo, dati, yung tatay mo, di ba? Kailangan gumaya ka, ganyan. But that's true. I want to honor him. He was the youngest at that time. I'm not sure now. He was the youngest at that time to have gotten his CPA degree. A CPA, Certified Public Accountant, at an age of 19 years old. Okay? And he got it, no joke, at 97%. Okay, yung score niya. And can you imagine, siguro 30 years kong narinig yung pangaral na yan. So memorize ko yung story na yan. Memorize ko yan. Every time may bagsak ako, every time I have a failing grade, alam mo ba, ako na nga nagkukontino, yes, 19 years old, CPA, 97%. I'm going to memorize that. But really, I want to honor him because it's really something that he worked hard for. 19 years old. I remember that sabi pa sa amin, hindi niya nakuha that license. He wasn't allowed to get the license because he was too young at 19 years old. But yes, he's a CPA now. So those are, my dad and my lolo were the first influences about work, about being productive. Do you love work? Huh? Ba't yung iba parang, ano yun? Di ba? Who loves work? Raise your hands. Who doesn't love work? Ha? Huh? Kita kan daddy mo sa likod lang. Work is a blessing. Sometimes we look at work as a curse. There are times that people even uses God's word to say that work is a curse. Open your Bibles to Genesis 2:15. Ano sabi sa Genesis? The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. It's a command. We are tasked to do work. Man is actually created for work. And yet, some people would say, work is a curse. I go, how come? Because of what Adam and Eve did, that he made it hard labor. Further on, chapter 3, verses 19. Diba sabi here, by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Some people most commonly quote this, saying that work is a curse. But it should not blur our mind. We as Christ followers, we know that first and foremost, though we know that we knew all along that sin came to the earth, kaya nga naghihirap tayo, kaya nga yung mga nanay natin, yung mga asawa natin, naghihirap sila in labor because of what Adam and Eve did. But We have to put in our mind, change that mindset, have that paradigm shift, and know that we are created for work. We are created for work. That is in itself the very essence of this word. That because God created us for work, He would even supply us with the grace to work. Do I hear amen? But mahina. Do I hear amen?
Amen.
I have a confession to make. Before, when I was working still in the fashion industry, okay? Hindi ako modelo. Nagbebenta kami ng t-shirt, okay? Before, when I was working in the fashion industry, my dreaded day is Sunday. Do you know why? You know why? Because tomorrow is Monday. I always have what I call an anxiety Sunday because I know that next morning, you see me, that I know that next morning I would already be working. Do you think that I was looking at that as a blessing, my work? I think I wasn't. And then I would have dreaded Mondays. Di ba may mga terminology pa talaga ako eh. The anxiety Sunday because of the dreaded Monday. That's a wrong mindset. You have to agree with me that grace is one of the most underutilized gifts. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. That's why you're here. You are saved by His grace. So now, because of that grace that we underutilize, na hindi natin masyado ginagamit, now when we come here on a Sunday, we pray na, Lord, sana bukas hindi masungit si bossing. Di ba? Yung iba tumingin sa katabi, no? Katabi nila yung boss nila eh. Or sana hindi masungit yung teacher namin, yung professor. Hindi pa naman ako nag-aral. Ba't di ka nag-aral? Walang grace kung hindi ka mag-aaral. Mag-aaral ka muna, then darating yung grace. We proclaim God's grace that saves us from eternal damnation, but it should not stop there. It should be evident in every aspect of our life. Can I hear amen? Is there proof? Do people see it in you? Do they know that you're a Christian or that you're only a Sunday Christian? Alam niyo may Sunday Christian. Pag Sunday Christian, pagdating ng Monday, because of the lack of grace in their lives, people would think, Christian ka ba? Sakit nun. I felt that way before. I was labeled as such. Christian ka pala. I was labeled before when I was very young as a Christian. Infant pa lang ako as a Christian. And people in the office would say, Christian ka pa naman. Sakit nun. My prayer is that there's really proof. That's why our series is proof. That people would see it evidently in our lives. Hindi na kailangan ng microscope. Ano ba tawag doon? Ha? Basta yun. Basta yung ginaganon, yun. Oo na, oh yeah. The magnifying glass. Pero they know, they would see that grace is there. Here's an alarming fact. Very alarming fact. 2012, the Bureau of Labor and Employment Statistics came out with this facts. 2.8 million of Filipinos are unemployed. 2.8 million, okay? And out of the 2.8 million, 50% were not actually looking for any job. For one reason or another, they're contented. They say, okay lang, papetik-petik lang. Can you imagine that? That's statistic. That was 2012. Now it's 2013. Ano kaya yung statistic dito? I remember our friend pastor from Metro East, he was driving in Recto, and he saw a man in his t-shirt proudly wearing a shirt. Nakasulat doon, Pilipino ako, Pilipino made. Tapos, the tagline of the t-shirt is standby. Standby. Can somebody interpret standby to my friend John? But anyway, standby. Akala ko, so I thought, standby, does that mean standby? Or you're not doing anything, you're like a bum? Or you're just standing by? No, may acronym. Ang standby daw is, ikaw, sila, tayo, ang mga batugang ayaw yumaman. He was wearing it so proudly, walking along Recto. Proudly Filipino, nasa likod. Pilipino, Pilipino made, nasa likod. Proudly Filipino, is tambay. Sometimes we look at it as in jest. But sometimes it is already part of our culture. Can I ask everybody to raise your right hand and say that I won't allow this to happen? Don't let anything like that, even just a joke, be part of their culture. Because if it's already ingrained, embedded in our culture, how can you change it? It's hard to change it. I know some of you, or most of you, have children. Some of you even have grandchildren. Do you want your grandchildren, your children, to live up with that mindset? We should look at always at the Bible, the very guiding book in our lives. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15:10. This is how we should live by, not like standby, but like this. This is from a book that Paul wrote. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain. Ano sabi niya here? I am what I am. He said that my son died for you. I sent my son to die for you on that cross. And do not put that in vain. He was saying, binuwis ko yung anak ko para sa'yo. Do not put that in vain. Huwag mong sasayangin. On the contrary, this is Paul stating in his life, that I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Many of us do work hard. I know that. But when in your work, in your productivity, is the grace of God evident? Is the grace of God evident? Singles. I got this earlier from Pastor Lee. Singles. Kaya ibig sabihin nito, bago ka mag-isip paano ka manliligaw, make sure that meron ka munang trabaho. Student. Bago mo isipin na maglalaro ka, magsha-shopping ka, make sure that you have studied your lessons. Make sure that you're helping at home. Even adults, make sure that you are living a productive life, a life that is fruitful. Often I get prayer requests from people from church who are asking for direction or career moves. Or even at times, pag di ba, may mga lumalapit sa unahan, that they will have job interviews and they would ask for prayers. What I at times don't understand or I don't want to accept is when people would invoke the word of God. Parang tinanong ko sa kanya kasi, so you're looking for direction? Yes. Last week you were asking for direction? Yes. So what happened to that? It closed. So now you're looking for another direction? Yes. Direction to pursue somebody? Yes. What's your work? I don't have a work yet. But you want to pursue her? Yes. I just prayed for him and I said, Lord, just give him direction. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that I do believe as he acknowledges you will direct his path. But I also told him directly that he needs to look for a job. Okay lang paminsan-minsan, pag sabihin na, I'm still looking, it's a different season in my life, I understand that. But people use this season in a wrong context. When you say that there's a season in your life that you don't have a job yet or you're still searching, that season should end. Tama? Diba? Yung iba kasi may four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Yung iba palagi na sa winter, hindi na naging summer, hindi na naging fall. It's the same season, it's the same drought, it's the same season over and over again. So when 1 month, 2 months, 3 months ka nang walang trabaho, iba na yata yun. Because I know that God's word for us is to be productive. God's word for us is to be fruitful. John 15:8 says here, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Medyo papalitan ko yung terms. Plain and simple, Jesus here is saying, if you are not working, if you are not fruitful, you are not my disciple. You are none of me. That means that even where you're searching for a career direction, grace should be evident. Grace should be evident. Know who He is. My Father in heaven, the same Father that you say, Abba, my Father too. It's the same God that would give you that grace to move on to the next season in your very lives. If we profess we are Christ followers, you have to be fruitful. Hindi lang sa church ministry. Sometimes I get this also. excuse me, why are you serving in the four services? I don't have anything to do. So how about tomorrow? Ah, yeah, I'm available. How about Wednesday? Can you help out? Yes, I'm available. And then I ask, nagtatrabaho ka ba? Ah, hindi pa nga ako eh. Pero palagi siya nasa church. I beg you, don't use the church as an excuse to be here all the time. To be ginagamit yung scapegoat in church. God wants you to be productive out there so that you, out of the overflow would be inside here helping us, helping build His church. Growing up, ito yung mga kinilakihan kong values. Alam niyo, ant and the grasshopper? I think Jethro knows this. Jethro, do you know the story about the ant and the grasshopper? Yeah? Ito yung mga kinilakihan kong, ant and the grasshopper. There was about the rabbit and the turtle. Di ba? Ito yung tuwang-tuwa yung daddy ko, ikwento sa akin, tsaka mami ko. Hawak nila yung bamboo, at saka sometimes kung ano yung pamalo nila sa akin, sinturon. Naalala mo ba si Juan Tamad? Okay? Parang, okay, kamukha ko naman si Nino. Ah, hindi yan. Grasshopper yan. Hindi ko kamukha yan. These fables would help, but ultimately, we have to base it upon the Word of God. Proof of grace would come if we know the very promises of God in our lives. Proof of God in our lives would come if you know His plans and promises for us. Can I hear amen? That's why we implore you. That's why we ask you. Have you read your Bible? Every time people would come us for counseling, what does God tell you? Ano ba nga ba? No. You tell me first. Because you should have consulted it directly with your Father. First, before I tell you. Remember, again, when Jesus died on that cross, He paved the way for us to go directly to Him so that we can inquire to Him. Sabi nga na aking good friend, hindi ko alam na andito ngayon si Chinky, no? But anyways, sabi nga ni Chinky in his talks, kailangan may ebidensya. Is there evidence in your life? Is there proof in your life? Work is worship. And worship should be seen in how we work. Worship is not just here Sunday raising up your hand, but you're praising God wherever you are. Here's three things to be productive Christ followers. Is every one of us here a Christ follower? Three things. First, is your work is a calling from God. It's a calling from God. Sabi mo, Pastor, tagamap lang ho ako. It's a calling from God. Pastor, driver lang ho ako. It's a calling from God. Some people would see us, pastors, church workers, as a calling. Guess what? False. Wherever you are now, God has called you to be in that place. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9 says here, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Jesus Christ before the ages began. We are called in that place. I want to honor Chinky. Chinky is one of my mentors, my ninong, because he has mentored me and given me lots of talks. And he has been asked numerous times to be inside the church, to be a pastor. Some even call him as pastor. But yet, he would decline. Why? Because he knows that God has called him to the workplace. Now he has opened doors, left and right. Thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands. I'm prophesying, maybe millions and millions of people would come to know about work, about how to diligently go about work. And by him sharing gospel, seeds of gospels everywhere, he knows his calling. It's in the marketplace. I want to honor also Jason Law, one of our former office mates. Parang hirap kasi sa being former pastor. No, wala naman former pastor. But he used to be part of the pastoral team. When he stepped out, we couldn't understand it. It was almost a year of thinking, praying. But when he came to a decision, we knew all along that we have to support it. Why? Because he knew that God is calling him to the workplace. So wherever you are, how miserable you might be thinking your job is, God has called you to that place. You have to see it as such that God has called. God has a holy calling for you. Martin Luther, one of our ninuno in faith, he says here, the works of monks and priests, however hold and arduous they be, do not differ one with in the sight of God. He's saying, na pareho lang yan. Hindi dahil pastor ka, pari ka, church worker ka, mas holy ang work mo kaysa sa iba. From the work of the rustic laborer in the field or the woman going about her household task. Those moms, stay-home moms, you have a holy calling. And it's for inside the house. And you know what? We applaud you. We thank you. We appreciate you. My wife's here. Novi's here. Those stay-home moms, you're called to that house. You are actually discipling your children and making us look disciple too. That's your calling. That's a holy calling from God. But that all works are measured before God by faith alone. Don't let anybody judge what you do. Hindi yan ibig sabihin, ano trabaho mo? Polish lang po ako. Kasi yung nagtanong sa'yo, mas maganda yung, mas magara yung suot, mas malaki yung relo, big time daw siya. Malaki relo niya, big time siya. Yung iba slow. Anyway. But nag-gets nila yung second? You understand? It's a holy calling from God. Chin up! Di ba? Nakita ko yun sa MMDA. Chin up! Hold your head high! Boom, nabangga. Chin up! Hold your head high! That's a holy calling. You're being called in that place. See your workplace as ministry where you'll be able to share and impart God. Well, God can use you to inch them closer to Him. You can be used. Kasi pag nasa mindset mo, ay, trabahador lang ako dito. Trabahador lang ako, hanggang dito lang ako. How would people see that you're a Christian? You're a Christ follower. But you're that person who does his job diligently, excellently. There will come a time that they will be asking, ano ba iba dito sa taon to? I have two stories to tell you. In China, you know how when Christianity is not open in China, there was a time that the police would be sent to factories. They would be sent to factories to check the workers. Yung mga workers na medyo nag-elevate sa profession nila. They would know, they would see that if a person has been more productive than before, they would be asking questions. Ang next question nila, are you a Christian? They did that, 70s, 80s. That they would look for workers. They would say na, pag nag-increase to ng production, they would know, I think he's a Christian. And they would start to question him and persecute him. It has to be evident. People should see it. Whether kahit na saan ka, it has to be seen. I'm reading this book by Patrick Morley, and it described here, dalawang Southwest Airlines agent. Southwest Airlines is one of the biggest airlines in the States. Two Southwest agent airlines, one is Christian, one is not. And the same task, they would come in work 9 o'clock, they would end their work 5 o'clock, and they would disperse tickets. They would disperse booking tickets and then boarding passes. But the other would do it in a way that, okay naman, he would just give tickets. Okay, here's your ticket. Don't be late, just go. And then people would be asking him questions. But he would say, it's already in the ticket. I'm not the police, I'm just a ticket counter. If you have any question, go to the info booth. The other person, same way, will be dispersing the same procedure, the ticket. But he would do it in a different way, the Christian. He would say, sir, the boarding gate is around 30 minutes of walk, so you have to be there an hour ahead of time, and then maybe you have to go to the bathroom first because the next bathroom is farther away from the gate. And he would even tell him, God bless you. I hope that you have a pleasant trip. They would get paid the same rate, tama ba? If they come in 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Maybe even the same profession, the same progression, diba? Promotion, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. But he knows that he's being called, that he knows that this place is a work of ministry for me. And he would do it diligently, excellently. Because why? Because he knows that he's serving not his boss, but he's serving God. Secondly, God's purpose is our purpose. The very purpose why you're there in the workplace is God's purpose in your life. It's not actually my purpose. Purpose ko yan. Kapurpose ko yan kasi gusto ko by 40 years old, meron na akong dalawang kotse, meron na akong bahay, meron na akong X amount of money. That's your purpose. But guess what? As the Bible said, many plans a man has, but at the end of the day, it's God's plan. It's His purpose why you're there. Some people do their job for years but don't know their purpose. They can be aimlessly walking around, doing everything, anything and everything. But at the end of the day, after 30 years in the job, pagtapos nag-retire, yahoo, I'm retired. Why? I don't know what I just did. Because he didn't know his purpose. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. That's our purpose. Pwede bang medyo sikuhin mo yung katabi mo? Sabihin mo, that's your purpose. Our purpose is to do good works. Whether you're a student, di ba yung iba kasi student, pastor, hindi ko talaga maintindihan. Ano ba yung geometry? Ano ba yung calculus? Saan ko ba gagawitin niya sa buhay ko? Don't ask me. But there's a purpose. Sarap to. There's a purpose. It's God's purpose. Maybe stretching your faith. Singles, looking for jobs. Di ba? Parang hindi mo na alam, mahalap ka na hanap. There's a purpose. And my prayer is that God would even really stretch your faith and know that you are hanging on to grace. Because what grace is grace is saying that, Lord, this is none of me, but Lord, I want you. The ability to say that, Lord, ikaw na. That's grace. God would not intervene. God would not say, kaya mo pala eh, di ikaw na. God would only say, let me do it. If you know that you are not able, but He is able, then God's grace would come in. Know your purpose. Your purpose is to live out His purpose in us. That's our purpose. To live out His purpose in every one of us. Titus 3:8. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. When you read the Bible, there's only one main thing. God has one main thing in the Bible. Is it to make you prosperous? Yung iba sabi, sana. Is it to make you not single and available? Yung iba sabi, sana. But I'm sorry to say, that one main thing in the Bible is that God wants you to be closer to Him. God's main thing, when you read the Bible, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, the one main thing that God is doing there is to inch you closer to Him. Have that relationship with Him. So what does that mean? That when, that profitable, profit for people, is that when we look at our job, our purpose is to inch everyone closer to God. Are you doing that? Nilalapit nyo ba? Because they see that how you're working diligently, how you're very productive in your work, how you're very approachable, or do you deflect them? Instead na a-attract yung mga tao to God because of how you work, you are actually deflecting them. Parang yung sinabi sa akin, Christian ka pa naman, ganyan ka. My prayer is that we would reflect Christ rather than deflect Christ in the workplace. Patrick Morley, in his book, A Man's Guide to Work, says here, a man will feel most useful and happy when he is doing what God created him to do. Let's pause. Do you feel most useful? Do you know that you're satisfying not only yourselves, but you're actually satisfying God? Third, is that the works of our hands should glorify God. Ultimately, it should glorify God. My famous verse. Sorry, hindi famous. My favorite verse. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working to the Lord, not for men. That's saying that we have to have that kingdom mindset rather than the world's mindset. The world's mindset would say, I need this, I want this, I'm working for this, 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 this. Everything is for me. Sandali, pastor, pamilya ko rin naman eh. Still, that's being selfish. Para kang picture ng picture, selfie lang ng selfie. But if you have that kingdom mindset, you would know that everything I do, whatever I do, how menial, how big, how very, very big is it? It is. It should glorify God. It should glorify God. Consider Joseph in Egypt, or Daniel in Babylon, or even Mordecai in Persia. Three believers of God. But yet they were in that culture when their work in the marketplace, it wasn't a Christian culture. But yet they faced up to the challenge and say, I'm going to be glorifying God. People would come to know God, would follow God because of what I do. Not because of what they did to me, but because what He has done for me. What He has done for you and I. If there's one point I want to leave everyone is this, is that we are tasked to represent Jesus Christ in the workplace. That's you. You are tasked to represent Jesus Christ in the workplace. Titus 3:14. And let our own people really learn to apply themselves to good deeds. What's good deeds? Honest labor and honorable employment, so that they may be able to meet necessary demands whenever the occasion may require and not be living idle and cultivated and fruitful lives. That should be our scripture. Productive lives. Lives that is worthy of the name of God. I asked permission from Yang Constantino. Yang is one of our close friends and she comes to church. She's a Christ follower, a true believer of God, a discipled one at that. And she's in the marketplace. Ang marketplace niya is the showbiz, di ba? And she embodies what I preached earlier about knowing her calling, knowing her purpose, and that she's glorifying God. All the time, she wanted to be an artista. She wanted to be an actress. And here comes a proposal for her to act in a film. And again, she knows her calling. She wants to be an artist. And she knows her purpose. It's really to attract people, to be on salt and light to the gloomy world of showbiz. But when that offer came, she searched hard. She prayed hard. She asked godly advice. Because that offer was to star in a film, an indie film, called The Shift. It's about a call center agent. And doon, the role that she's going to be portraying is a role of a very vulgar person na nagyoyosi, umiinom, nagmumura. And she said, no. She said, I'm not that. How can I portray a person like that? She knows her calling, right, to be an artista. But she knows her purpose also. One of her purposes is to really inch young people to God. Karamihan ng fans niya, fan base is around 11 years old to 14 years old. Doon yung chunk. So she knows, no way. After soul searching, praying, she told the producer, I can't do it. The producer kept on and said, you know what? They would understand. It's just a character that you would portray. They would know it's not you. But she stood her ground and said, never mind. Guess what? God's grace worked. The very grace that God catapulted her to stardom because of her hard work, diligent work, and love for God. After a few weeks, she got a call from the same producer and said, okay, just accept the film. We're going to revamp everything about the character. you're going to be a wholesome character, somebody that would really redeem God in the workplace. That's God's grace for you. Maybe you're in this place today and that you're saying, Pastor, I think that's me. Whether you're still out of a job or whether you know where you are, you have not been reflecting God. Can I ask everybody to stand up? Or maybe you're searching. You're searching for that certain direction. My question is, do you know wherever God will take you? First and foremost, you have to trust Him and acknowledge Him. That it is Him who would give you the ability to produce wealth. It is in Him that you will realize grace for. And guess what? That you're not working just for your own, for your family, for your savings, for your next generation, but you're actually reflecting God in that place. The last verse for today is Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. All of us wants grace. All of us needs grace. But do you know where it should come from? I would profess there were times before that I would pray, ask for grace. But I didn't really believe that grace would come and grace for this would abound. Because at that time, I don't know who God is. With all heads bowed, eyes closed, if that is you searching, praying, you know you're doing your best, you're working hard, or you're that person aimlessly walking around asking God, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? That is you. I want you to raise your hands. See those hands. Thank you. You put your hands down. Thank you. Father, you see those hands. More so, you see our heart. Lord, I pray, Lord, if our hearts are not aligned to what is yours, Lord, if we are being led by our emotion, by our minds, rather than by you, Father, I pray that you would correct that. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would meet us, show us your face. Lord, I pray that we would know that grace abounds in you, that grace, abundant grace, is from you. Father, I pray for each and every member of this church, Lord God. Lord, that we would see you, how big a Father you are, that we won't look at you like an ATM machine. We won't look at you like a bolang kristal, but rather we would know that you are our Father. We would heed to that call. We would again be reminded of our first love. We would be reminded of what Jesus has done on that cross, and we would go back there again and again and know that your grace abounds because you are a faithful God. Father, I pray, Lord, for each and every desire. Lord, I know that there's plenty of desires in this place. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will direct every path as we trust you and acknowledge you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. God bless you all. See you next week as we round up our proof series with Grace on Generosity. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.